T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rolfi Ferreira Cruz peered through the barred window of his holding cell, trying to get a message to reporters. It's not David. I was confused, he said. They only told me the color of his clothes, Ferreira Cruz said, appearing to indicate he didn't realize it was Ortiz when he fired the shot. Ferreira Cruz is one of 9 suspects detained in connection with the shooting at the Dial Bar and Lounge.
All right, 3 more have been arrested today. 3 more. But they're still looking for what they classify the mastermind of it all. That would be Luis Alfredo Riva Clasis. They call him the surgeon.
Oh, they still have nicknames. He's the mastermind.
He's the mastermind. That's what they're saying.
Wow. Okay, if that's what they consider a mastermind, you guys need to look a little harder, because this has been bungled and everybody's getting caught.
So
the only person who isn't getting caught is the surgeon.
So this is unbelievable. Watching this play out, and there's new video out there that gives you a closed-circuit camera view of the actual shooting. And it gives you everything that led up to the shooting. So they've got the 2 cars. They've got the practice session. They've got the motorcycle going through the first time, then going through the second time. And you look at the wide angle of all of this, you can clearly see this guy, who, by the way, has admitted that he did shoot a human being at that bar. His name is Rolfi Ferreira Cruz.
Ferreira.
And as you just heard,
Rolfi Ferreira Cruz.
He's claiming that it was not Ortiz who was targeted, that he was just a hitman, and he got confused with the clothing, with the shirt.
So hold on. So, 1, do you believe him?
Zero.
Zero belief.
Zero chance.
Because if you are ordering the hit, wouldn't you, would you say, hey, there's a, okay, open air restaurant bar. Hey, okay, the guy that we want to kill is wearing a white shirt and red pants. Or a white shirt with a hat and he's got a mustache. I mean, well, good freaking luck getting the right guy. You know that they said it's David Ortiz. There's no freaking way. He just doesn't want to get murdered in jail.
Well, the good news is the prosecutor's not believing it. They're laughing it off. They're basically saying, because if you saw the interview, he's doing it in a holding cell, this guy Cruz. And he's screaming to the media, no, it wasn't David. I got confused by the clothes.
They only told me the color of his clothes.
And you know why he's doing that? Because David Ortiz is an icon in the Dominican. And if he goes into prison, he goes into jail overnight, somebody is going to kill his ass. That's what they're going to do. Somebody is going to take his life. He is fearful. The prosecutor has already come out and said they do not believe any of this. This is a joke. He's just fearful. Quote, he's going to get lynched in jail. That's why he's doing it. And there are numerous reasons. If you see the new video, which you have seen, it gives you a much wider angle of it. First of all, there's practice sessions done. They drive through with the motorcycle beforehand. So they know the table. They know the person they're supposed to shoot. Second of all, he shows no hesitancy as he's walking along the sidewalk, coming up to getting within.
It's not like he's like, okay, where's he? Okay,
12 feet.
White, blue shirt, white. No,
exactly.
Okay.
He's walking right up to the person, and he's shooting him with one shot. And he's shooting him in the back. If he was concerned about making sure he got the right guy, he would have gone around the other side and shot him from the front. He did not do that. Here's the third one. Some people are claiming that this rapper, what's the rapper's name? Do we know the rapper's name? There was a rapper that was sitting at the table. You see him leaning over at the last second.
He's
just
like
before
a DJ.
The shooting.
Like
whatever.
Secreto?
Yeah.
Secreto.
What? Yes, that's the name.
Secreto?
Yeah, Secreto.
Okay.
They all have nicknames. They all have names. None of them use their real names. And that's why we're having a little bit of trouble. 2 of them, apparently, we found out. 1 is wanted for murder in Pennsylvania. Another one in New Jersey. They seem to have no problem coming into this country, committing crimes, and then heading back down there to the Dominican and doing what they do best, commit crimes.
Yeah, and I would say to that, I'm amazed Trump hasn't jumped all over this.
Yeah, this is a good
point.
I'm
surprised Trump hasn't said, you see what's happening in the, you know, like using it. They tried to kill Big Poppy.
That's a good point.
Big Poppy, we love
that's
you.
Good. That may be coming here.
Oh, it's coming. Watch, it's on its way.
Watch Twitter in the next 24 hours. But the reason that doesn't make any sense either is that guy was facing him so he could see him clearly. That guy's about 150 pounds, 160 pounds soaking wet. What is Big Poppy now? I mean, post-playing days, 275, 280. Okay, he's up there, right?
Yeah, body shamed in. Like,
come on.
Here's the thing. Is, like,
it's idiotic. So anybody that believes that is so naive.
Do you really need that many people to orchestrate that hit?
They're up to 13.
You have that many people involved for one murder?
Well, I would say this. You were questioning the other day, you and Lou were questioning whether we were ever going to get to the bottom of this. The fact that they have 13 people, and you know how it works, they bring each one of them individually into a room. One of the 13 is going to bark out everything. You're going to get all of this. You're going to find out everything.
And then they'll go in the other room. Hey, your guy. Hey, your buddy. He squealed on you. You better tell me the truth. He's giving you up right now. He copped a deal.
Good.
Do you want a deal? Yep. Do you want to? You better talk also.
See, you've seen movies.
You have 13 opportunities to do that.
Yeah, so don't you feel now they're going to get to the bottom of it?
I still don't know.
Oh, I do.
I still don't know. I'm going to pull an order right now. I'm not sure because I feel like if you involve that many people, you're going to involve 13 people. It just seems ridiculous. You have women, men, gang members. I mean, are they all affiliated with the same gang?
Yeah, and they're all connected to the drug industry.
Okay, so
every single one of them in some way
the shots is connected. Who's in charge?
Well, they're going to get to them.
How many drug lords can there be in one small little island?
Oh, there are probably quite a few.
Okay, but can't we?
I don't know. Like it's Colombia. It's not my expertise.
It's not Colombia, right?
Well, it's there are more people than you think. I think, look it up. I would guess 6.5-7 million
drug lords in the Dominican Republic. Can you look up how many drug lords are there in the Dominican Republic?
So I think there are like six
right on that.
Based on population.
I would say like 6.5-7 million, something like that in the Dominican. So if that's the case, yeah, I think there were quite a few of them. But if you've got 13 people and they're all tied to the drug business, and the law enforcement authorities knew who they were going out to chase down, right? So they knew the names. All right, it's Harry. Well, let's go get Harry.
See,
Rolfie.
I'll ask you some
questions.
They
know who they're connected to.
Do you think this was an isolated incident?
What do you mean an isolated incident?
You think they just...
An isolated assassination?
David Ortiz was just wrong place, wrong time, unlucky.
No. So they were targeting David
Ortiz.
So
they had cause.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if it was justifiable cause.
Well, no,
Even if these stories are true that he was messing with somebody else's woman, come on.
But again, we're not talking about rational, people here. You're talking about psychopaths, we're talking about murderers. You know, poverty stricken, whatever, anger management issues, just go through the list. They don't think straight. So I said, if they have cause, then why? And I would say, because you keep asking me about, we're going to come to the bottom of this.
If we
don't come to the bottom, do I think they're going to get to the bottom of this? Part of me thinks that he must be mixed up in something. I don't know what it is, but it's not good. And because somebody like that just doesn't get randomly targeted. He's famous. He's the most important person in that place. So there's got to be a reason why. But I also feel like I would think that the government would want to protect him in some way if there was something that happened that was even if he just ended up bumping into the wrong people at the wrong time. And who knows what the hell it is, but for them to go that far out of their way and include so many people to murder him, I just think is...
Yeah. I don't think they can.
I don't trust anybody.
Well, it is a democracy down there, right? I mean, I believe it is. So they elect a president and they elect elected officials down there. I'm not sure you can hide it. I don't know what it would possibly be. So you're saying there's a possibility you think it could be beyond this womanizing stuff where he was actually having an affair with one of these drug lords? Because we know about the car now, the $85,000 car that he purchased the day before. You think it could have more to do, more than that?
Yeah, well, I mean, Keith brought up Aaron Hernandez, and Aaron Hernandez went on a shooting spree because somebody, spilled their drink on him. I'm like, yeah, those guys, they just don't think straight. But that was one guy who was really pulling the trigger. One, literally pulling the trigger. He didn't have a big of a posse as what's going on down in the Dominican.
Yeah, but hold on comparing him to Aaron Hernandez.
I'm not comparing him to Aaron Hernandez. I'm comparing, why would they do this? Would they have to have a really bad reason? Would Ortiz have to sleep with some woman, you know, steal a bunch of money? No. Maybe he just said the wrong thing to the wrong person because that person is nuts.
If
we had one person, random person, who ran up to the bar and decided that he was pissed off because he doesn't like the Big Poppy, the earring he wears on the left ear or whatever.
He thinks he's better than us.
Okay. And he shoots him, then we're dealing with one person who's mentally disturbed, okay? One person who has issues. That's not what we're doing here. We're already tying these people in. We already have a guy who's admitted that he shot David Ortiz and basically says he was hired as a hitman to do so. There are 13 people, at least 13 people that are involved right now. It's got nothing to do with the Hernandez stuff.
Sometimes I can't say one thing to you. You go off on these tangents. I'm not comparing him to David Ortiz, Aaron Hernandez and David Ortiz. I'm not comparing those two. I'm comparing the answer to me is like, the question is why? Okay, did he do something simple and innocent? And maybe it was a mistaken identity and he didn't apologize the right way. Because if this is the drug lord that exists in the Dominican Republic and he's wired like Aaron Hernandez, it could be something as simple as him cutting him off as he was driving.
Yeah, I found that. Again, I think that would be one random person that comes back and it gets payback. In this case, with 13 people, all of them tied to the drug industry, the story that the Daily Mail has could make an awful lot of sense now that we know that David Ortiz bought this woman a car for $85,000. You're right. Could it be more than that? Could there be some other stuff that's involved in there where he was helping out some friends down there that's counter to what some of the other people doing?
Maybe, you know.
That's possible.
He was helping his friends out, and I say in quotes, financially, and he doesn't know where the money's going. There's. I don't think there's a bunch of options. I think there's about three.
Yeah, I agree. But I don't think it is a simple thing of somebody being pissed off because Ortiz spilled a drink on him. Because that would have been a random person, right? One person. They're collecting a gang here, a group that was all working. We know the money.
A wolf pack.
A wolf pack. Yes, very similar. We know that they were paid $7,800, which I think a lot of people in this country have trouble figuring out because they keep on saying people bring it up. Oh my God.
Yeah, but
do it for $7,800. This Ortiz's one piece of jewelry is worth more than $7,800. But I think the average salary down there, Christian, is like $108 a month or something like that, and that's a high end paying job. All right, we're going to get to the phone calls on this coming up next. What is going on with this whole David Ortiz story? More and more arrests being made, and they claim they're still looking for other people who they believe were involved in all of this. And this knucklehead who actually did the shooting is claiming it was mistaken identity. Anybody buying that crap? 617-779-7937.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
They have other information, other evidence that there are several suspects who have begun talking here and that they claim it is a very complicated but well-organized hit on David Ortiz. Said that there was a lot of planning involved, that some of it took place. Some of the people that they have now charged were actually already in prison for other crimes and that they were involved from inside prison with setting up this hit. And one of the other things they said to me is it's just not believable that anybody in this country, a country where baseball and David Ortiz are so popular, would not recognize David Ortiz. He's just too well known.
Patrick Ottman reporting on CNN. Of course. I mean, this whole idea, all of this guy is doing right now, this Rolfi Cruz, the only thing he's doing is he's sitting there going, oh, my God, somebody's going to kill me now because I shot iconic David Ortiz. And so when he's sitting there going, oh, no, mistaken identity, you know. I was the shooter. I've admitted it. I'm the shooter, but yeah. I shot the wrong guy. He's full of it. Yeah, I mean, that makes zero sense.
The thing that stood out to me was the whole well-organized.
And that they claim it is a very complicated but well-organized hit on David Ortiz.
Everybody got caught.
Well, for the Dominican.
Everybody.
For the Dominican, that
except
was well
the surgeon.
Organized.
Except well the organized. Surgeon. He's yeah. stealing the land.
You don't think it was
the
well
one-armed man did it.
But how about that? Guys were doing it, were part of the organization of it from in prison.
All right.
So there are two guys that were in prison that are part of all of this. By the way, 10.7 million is the population of the Dominican Republic. So it's about the size, population-wise, state of Georgia or North Carolina. Not quite as much land.
Okay.
It's an island. It's actually half of an island shared with Haiti. And they have about the same number of people over on the other side of the island. So... But there are a lot of drug operations. Ryan's already gone through like four or five of them.
Give me Alex real quick in Rhode Island.
Alex is in Rhode Island, seems to know about Secreto. Go ahead, Alex.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yes. Like I said, I mean, one of the first things that came out when they shot David Ortiz Sunday, it was that Secreto was the target, not him. That was the first thing that came out. Then they put it up on WhatsApp and somebody sent me a link and said that his friend was the target, not him. But hold on.
But the prosecutor now and the authorities down there are saying that is not true. So you're talking about Secreto, right?
Yeah. So according to the first thing that came out, they say that he was the target, not Ortiz. But like I said, I mean, you cannot believe it to the say, because I mean, I'm Dominican myself, and I kind of know how the system works, and it's so corrupted that I very doubt that they're going to find the real guy who's saying the guy to shoot Ortiz. And you never know. It could probably be one of the same high-rank officer, you know, which I've involved on drugs. It's a very corrupt country. It's a very complicated situation right now going on in the Dominican Republic. To the point, like, I bet you any money that half of those people that they got right now, they have nothing to do with it. They're just looking for somebody to blame, because probably the guy who's saying he hired the hitman is way too big for the police to get involved, and they're just trying to get him out of there and get somebody else to blame for.
All right.
That's as simple as that.
Okay. Right. I find it also a little troubling that he was warned by some people, including law enforcement, in advance that he should be concerned about his safety right now, that people were out to get him. So when that happens, I mean, we hear people doing it all the time right now. Oh, I'm getting death threats. And it's usually some jabroni on Twitter saying something to you or something like that. But when you get reputable people, when you get law enforcement people coming to you and saying, you better be careful here, Mr.
Yeah,
Ortiz.
Those are the guys I listen to.
Right. There are people that are out to get you right now. Then he goes out in a public place like that. And David has spoken openly in public over the last few years about how it's becoming unsafe for him to travel everywhere in the Dominican Republic. So if the reports are true, that people actually warned him that it was not a safe place for him to walk freely, what was he doing sitting freely in a bar in an open place in kind of a shaky neighborhood? Why?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he wanted to have a good time. I mean, it's not that a lot of restaurants, at least in some areas, you know, nightclubs are in, you know, not the safest place. I mean, so I don't think hanging out at that place is anything out of the ordinary.
But if you were warned in advance.
If I'm warned, I'm not leaving my house.
Thank you.
I'm ordering out. I'm actually not even ordering out. I'm sending somebody else out to bring the food in.
So if you're suddenly doing the show, because you could do the show anywhere now, we see these other guys on other stations, they're doing their show from their home, from their vacation site or whatever. If we find that 3 days in a row you're doing the show out of your house and it's Lou and I here in the studio.
I've been warned.
We should be concerned.
I've been warned, yeah.
Shut up, nerd.
Yeah.
We should be concerned. Antone is in the car. Antone.
How you doing?
Good.
What's up, Antone?
I don't know. I think Chris got a real good point. I really do believe that there's something to it, because if it was only about just money, they could grab any member of David Ortiz's family. And, I mean, the DR, Venezuela, and those places, their biggest forte is kidnapping. And
I thought it was Mexico.
If they grabbed any one of his family, it would have got, you know, 50,000, 100,000, 200,000. So it had to be personal. But the whole idea about it's been well planned, I wouldn't want those guys planning anything for me.
Me neither. You said it. You said it, brother.
Yeah, really a bunch of
All right, thanks, Antone.
Yeah,
thank you, Antone.
It seems to be what's that TV show? The world's dumbest, stupidest criminals or whatever. There's a TV show.
There's a couple of those.
Yeah.
They get like Nick DiPaolo and
This is probably this is
funny quips about dumb criminals.
This is probably a good episode in that show. Dan's in New Hampshire. Hi, Dan.
What's up?
What's up, Dan?
So. How you doing?
What's up?
So here's the thing with this whole thing. The Dominican Republic is on the border of the poorest country in the hemisphere. That makes Dominican Republic one of the poorest countries in the hemisphere, right? $7,800 to whoever this guy is or whatever the amount of money, the Dominican Republic justice system is so corrupt that even if they say, listen, you're going to get $7,800, but don't worry, Poppy, because then you're going to be out. We're going to pay off the judges. We're going to pay this, and your family is going to be chilling because you got $7,500 that's going to last you forever in the Dominican Republic. That's number one. Number two, whoever did this to Big Papi, they're coming back because he's not dead. So they probably had a goal, and they're going to carry out that goal.
Finish the job.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point, Dan, because we thought originally it was either one of two things. They were either, you know, bumbling criminals, or two, there was no intention of killing Big Papi. It was basically to make him feel, you stepped on me, here you go. You know, you live with this for a little bit, right? Now we're hearing from the authorities down there that it was a plot to actually murder him, to kill him. Right? It was just a guy who didn't know what he was doing, apparently, with one shot in the back. And if that's the case, I think this last guy's right.
Go to Tony, because we have Christian Calza coming up next.
We do?
We do. Special impromptu edition.
We have what?
We have Christian Calza. I'm hijacking. Audible.
We did this yesterday. Segment.
No, we're doing it again. It's a Father's Day edition.
Special we're doing it again Day. Today?
Yes, we are.
Why, why didn't you talk with the staff
we told
about
you,
this?
Oh, yeah, you weren't here.
I was here. Nobody told anybody.
Don't worry about it.
Ryan,
it's about
did you,
you
know about it?
It's about you.
I'm excited.
It's about you. It's about Glenn.
I'm Tony. Not a dad, but we can learn some stuff.
Tony's in Bridgewater. Hello, Tony.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Tony?
I don't understand, you know, always with Ortiz, he comes off as Mr. Rogers. But, I mean, for years and years, you know, to me, this guy's been tainted for a long time. His best buddy got, the guy, his trainer, as a matter of fact, got busted with the steroids. He was on that list. Now, you know, he might have a boom. On and on we go.
Yeah, but that's hold on, Tony. That's got nothing to do with what we're talking about here, right?
It has to do with the people he's hanging. I wouldn't be surprised, Glenn, when this stuff comes out. Remember what I said here, that he's bankrolling one of his buddies here that's selling the Yayo or something, right. And these drug lords don't want them in their territory. I wouldn't be surprised if he's bankrolling. And to say, like, you know, Christian was saying earlier, maybe he gave them a few bucks. You don't know what's going on. He knows what's going on. He's not a moron. He grew up down there. He knows what's happening. He knows who to stay away from. And he's big enough, and he's got this ego, too, that, you know, nothing's going to happen to him.
Well, you know what, Tony, you know what happened when the first story popped out about the woman and having an affair with a woman who was married to the drug lord or whatever. What most people clearly do, even though they don't know the individual, and I'm not just saying in David Ortiz's case, but anytime you hear womanizing or whatever, people say, oh, that's not him. Well, we don't know. We don't know anything about these people. We don't know.
But this stuff is always, it's always about money or women or both. And I'm telling you right now, it has to do a lot with the people that he's been hanging around with and stuff like that. This goes back 15 years to the guys he's been hanging around.
All right. Well, obviously, we have no idea what it is, but I'm not going to rule anything out, right? We can't rule anything out.
No. Go to one more, but I'm going to go to Bill in Maine, but we're no socks question.
Why are you suddenly taking over the phone? You're already taking over your next segment here.
I am.
Which nobody approved of.
Go ahead, Bill. Bill in Maine.
Lou just texted me and said he does not want another edition of Christian Calls.
You're going to like this.
Does not want it.
You're going to like this one. This one's for Glenn.
I don't have any questions about the Red Sox. I already know.
Go ahead, Bill.
I've been following them since 1966 on a yearly basis.
You're right. They need
a former high school and collegiate NC2A official.
Okay.
And I'll tell you something right now.
They need a closer.
David Ortiz was targeted. They knew who they were shooting at. This is nobody's game but David Ortiz's. He's been warned. He's been told to watch his back, and he took no action to protect himself. He has no bodyguards. He has no intention of taking care of his family, because I'm worried about his daughters, his son, his wife, because they too can be targeted.
Sure.
This is crazy. This is crazy. And Red Sox fans everywhere, listen to this. If Dave Dombrowski thinks that Knuckleball Steve is the missing link to that bullpen, I've got some oceanfront property in Wyoming for you. Quite frankly, Dave, you need a stalker, a no kidding around, cold-blooded, three strikes and you're out pitcher. If you don't get that by August 1st, this team is going to be a suffering bullpen.
August 1st.
Because those guys are going to get worn right through the bone.
August 1st. I'm worried that they better get him by July the 15th. He can't wait probably till the trading deadline for this. That'd be crazy. And he's talking about Stephen Wright. They're talking about bringing Stephen Wright back. And because of the condition he has with the knee, he's much better off in the bullpen than he is as a starter. So they're talking about him fixing the problem. By the way, I'm afraid to say it for Patriot fans, and we are going to have some Patriot
talk
in a few minutes.
Isn't it?
Patriot talk, I just want to say this. Wasn't the Michael Roberts era one of the all-time favorites? Wasn't it favorite for Patriot fans? Remember Michael Roberts, the tight end who the Patriots apparently traded away a seventh-round draft pick in 2024? They rescinded the deal. They don't like Michael Roberts. We don't want him.
I have a theory on that.
Good. I like your theory.
I do.
But you're going to do something stupid.
I'm going to hijack the show.
Something stupid.
Christian calls it next.
Oh, Jesus.
And here is the topic.
I told you guys.
Be quiet. Let me intro this. Oh. How well do you know your dad?
Dun, dun, dun.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A show with range.
Gee whiz! I sure hope you hit a home run!
Oh, this is awful.
It's amazing you're getting typecast as the...
That's my point!
...show idiot.
I have range.
Back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
This is Fourier.
Out of Boston, great Christian Fourier.
Following the great Christian Fourier.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't care what Lou thinks.
Christian Fourier.
I damn sure don't care what Glenn thinks. And I don't care what you think.
Who's more talented than Christian Fourier?
Because this is Christian Calls It. Finally, my own segment. Now play my music.
This is how we do it.
Better?
Yeah, shorten it up. I just don't understand why we're doing Christian Calls It. It's a once-a-week feature, and we're doing it 2 days in a row.
I got greedy.
I
felt like yesterday was so much fun, I feel like we should do it again.
I think we should do a referendum whether people want to hear it 2 days in a row.
Well, listen, don't worry about it.
You should at least ask the staff.
Listen, if you show up on time, and you'll get a vote.
I was here on time.
Next time you walk in late, you know what? We'll do something about it. All right, so here it is. So it's Father's Day on Sunday, Glenn.
It is.
It's Father's Day on Sunday, and once again, we're just sitting there talking. I'm like, you know what? Another reason to get more information out of Glenn. So, Glenn, this is a Father's Day special for you.
Why?
Because I have no idea if you even have a dad.
I have a dad. He passed away a while ago, but
what
I have a dad.
What was his name?
You know this story.
Not
Earl. Remember you talked about it one day? You talked about
it Earl. What did Earl do for a living?
I don't know. Oh, that's right.
What did Earl do for a living?
He was a milkman for quite a few years, and then he worked for the Registry of Motor Vehicles.
So he actually went to the farm, picked up the milk from the cows.
I don't think he went to the farm.
So did he drive a milk truck?
Yes.
Did you guys have like fresh milk every single day? Not the almond milk. You had old school milk straight from the cow.
Yeah, I don't remember. It was too young, but yes.
Do you remember? Do you have any special memory of your dad? Did he coach any of your teams?
Yes, coached Little League baseball.
Okay, was he any good at it? Was it like bad
news? Yeah, it was okay. It was
good.
Did he
come out and slap you around every now and then?
It was good.
Why are you being so?
Was it glass bottle milk or was it plastic?
It was very good. He, you know, we went to games and stuff like that. And I mean, it was it was good. It was a good relationship. Terrific relationship.
What type of coach was he? Was he a hard coach? Was he a loving coach? Yeah. Was he a demanding coach? Did you get any special treatment for your dad?
Yeah, no, I got that when the ride home. If I went out and I pitched a bad game, he'd sit there and the ride home would be excruciating. You know, it'd be one of those. What were you doing out there?
Did your dad give you spankings? How did you get disciplined
spankings,
by your dad?
No, I don't remember spankings. I do remember one episode that was right out of the Christmas Story where, you know, they had to have a bar of soap. I had to eat a bar of soap.
So wait, that's
have you ever eaten a bar of soap before?
No. But
you know the soap we sell during the breaks?
Wait,
we should take some of that soap and we should try it out on you during one of the breaks.
That is all that you
That'd
did?
An interesting experiment,
that was it.
Wasn't it?
The only form of discipline your dad ever gave
you. Oh, no. Discipline? No,
he's
tough.
Did you ever get the belt?
One time I think I got the belt. Yeah, one time I got
the
belt.
And what did you do?
I screamed my ass off and cried.
What did you do to get the belt?
Something bad, I'm sure. I don't know. I ran away a few times. Did you ever run away from home?
Yeah, I did run away.
I ran away a few times.
I ran
times
away to the liquor store.
That was the dumbest.
Video games.
The liquor store. The packing. We call them the packing.
So I ran away to the packing store. Why did you run away?
Probably because they were pissing me off. My parents were pissing me off, and I just, you know, I got to get out of here.
How old were you when you ran
probably,
away?
I don't know, 6, 7, 8. Wait, nine.
No, you weren't six.
Those days,
if you're running away, you're in first grade if you're six. I was running away at 6 years old.
Yeah, but in those days, that's what you did.
You ran away at 6 years old, Glenn?
Safe. I grew up in Lynn. Lynn was safe in those days. You could go anywhere you want.
Yeah, you could swim naked in the Y. It was.
Well, we now find out why they did that. It's a different
Give me a piece of advice that your father gave you that you passed along to your son.
Oh, God.
Give me something. Is there anything that he used to say?
It's not a good one. So when I wanted to go into acting,
he said, why are you so stupid?
Right, exactly. It was one of those.
What are you, stupid?
It's one of those.
You could be a
milkman. You're not tall enough to be a leading man.
It was one of those.
Everybody was short back then.
It was one of those. It was, you need a backup. You know, what about
taking a fallback plan?
Yeah, taking the civil service test or something like that. Have a backup. You need to have a backup. And I thought it was the dumbest thing, and I still do. He really cared. He loved me. He cared about me. And he wanted to make sure I had insurance backing up if this thing failed, because he probably thought it was going to fail miserably. And so, but I don't think it's the right thing to tell kids. I think kids go for their dream. And then if it fails somewhere down the road, it's a lesson learned. And then you move on to the next thing.
So basically,
do you agree with me on that?
Failing is a good thing.
Yes, you can learn by failure.
So that advice, you didn't like that advice.
When you get cut, that's like failure in the NFL, right?
If you ever do
but
get
you
cut,
learn from it.
I've never got cut.
but you
I've actually never failed at anything in my life.
Poor Michael Roberts, you just get cut.
So let me ask you, did you have a loving relationship with your father? Did you tell your dad, hey, I love you?
Yeah, I think.
Or was it old school? He just punched you in the shoulder.
It's probably old school. And as I got older and he got older, then the language softens up, you know. But when you're younger, you're a tough guy.
Did you ever come close to going to blows with your dad? A real physical fight?
I was actually going to ask you guys that question. Yeah. Did you guys hit an age where you looked at your dad and you're like, you know what? I bet I could take him.
Yeah. But that's a stupid thing. Because you're always in that subservient role, and so you don't even come out. You got to be a crazy idiot to go and start when you become strong enough and bigger than your dad to go and start punching your dad, right? I mean, it's pretty stupid.
Well, I know, but there is a point in time where my dad would tell me to do something,
was a policeman, right?
Yeah, he's 6'5". You know, he's 280, you know? Ooh. So mentally, he had me till I was in my late 20s, honestly. And he was a bricklayer, so his arms were jacked, and he didn't even work out. So even when he was old and couldn't run, I still knew if he grabbed me, I'd be dead, even though I probably wouldn't be. But there was always a time where there came a time where I knew that the spankings were done. The threats didn't hold any water.
So did he spank you often?
Oh yeah. We got spankings.
Really? Lined up,
going to the garage, wait for me to come there. So it was almost like worse. It was like torture because he didn't know when he was going to come in.
Like Peterson, he had his own whipping room.
Exactly. And our biggest, my dad, I got my biggest punishments for one reason and one reason only. Fighting in church. with my brother.
We spanked kids in the South.
My brother and I would fight during Mass, and we would sit next to each other, and it was embarrassing.
Let me guess, your mother got pissed off, and your father finally said, your mother's pissed off here. Right?
No. Well, he didn't want to go in the first place, but it was one of those things where you're going to get it when you get home. Like, I heard that 1,000 times. Yeah. You're going to get it when you get home. So what we would do, okay, after church, is we would sit there and go, okay, don't say anything. Maybe he'll forget, or maybe he'll change his mind. And that was 50-50. And this happened every single Sunday, Glenn. Every single Sunday, it was like, you're going to get it when you get home. Why haven't you learned your lesson? Do you know you're in church? Why are you acting so stupid? Well, I mean, never had the answers to those questions.
So what you're doing? So what you're doing right now? If young kids are listening right now, you're sounding like a real old man because they don't. Nobody does that anymore.
What? Nobody. Spankings?
Spankings. They don't do it anymore.
Do you think spankings even work?
No. No, I never thought they worked
after
in those
days. When you got a spanking, did you learn your lesson? Did you say, oh, I'm never going to do that again?
But do you think in this generation today, and we both have kids in this generation, do you think the kids really fear you?
No. I know for a fact. I tell you what they fear. We've had this discussion before. They fear the loss of connection to the outside world. They fear the loss of being able to Snapchat, Facebook. Boys. Twitter.
Loss of a modem, loss of a router.
Take away the phone, take away the computer, if they cannot constantly, iPad.
I feel like they get anxiety when they, because that's the only recourse I have.
Right.
The one time I told my kids I was going to spank them, right, they said, we're going to call the police. I was like, no, you're not. Next thing you know, I was like, give me your phone. First thing you do is take their phone.
Could you imagine this?
Then you spank them.
The Boston Globe the next day.
No, you can't spank your kids
just
anymore.
Just replace all the phones in your house with rotary phones. Then
nobody
screwed.
Spanks kids anymore.
No, you can't do it. But you can't do it. You can't.
But you also can't reason with them.
No, you can't.
I feel like they think they know more.
No,
than
they
you.
Have it easy today. It goes through the same thing. I keep on saying, because you were talking about my father, and my father was not really mean or he was great, but there would be times in which I was afraid of him. And these kids today, it's totally different relationship. They're not afraid. They're sitting there going, okay, good luck to you. You know, good luck.
No, because they're, in order to make the kids fearful of you, you have to follow through with the threat.
Yeah.
So if you don't follow through with the threat, you have no credibility. Thus, there is no fear. So if you threaten them to take their device this is a true story. This is real talk.
It sounds great, but in theory, when you actually apply it, it does not work. Okay, that was a great segment. And so, happy Father's Day to all the Father's Day.
Real quick, speaking of the loving family.
Ryan's going to extend it now for another 15 minutes.
You guys have any special plans for Father's Day?
Yeah. Oh, my special plan? I'll tell you what I do. Here's what I do every Father's Day. You should try this.
You know what Lou does?
He goes away for the day. He golfs.
So when Mother's Day, his wife takes off and she goes for the day.
He does it. Mother's Day is
that's
first.
That's a good
so he,
system, but
he
I
sets
can't,
the tone.
I can't do it.
Now, here's what I do. I'm a big hamburger guy. So every year, I try and find a new hamburger spot. So I try and find, I take the family, because I get to choose where we go, and everybody has to go along with me, whether they like it or not. Everybody has to go. So I try to find the best hamburger joint. So I'm actually looking for a hamburger joint this Sunday.
I knew there was an ulterior motive.
There is an ulterior motive. I'm looking for a spot.
Let me ask Glenn about his father, and I'll get some hamburger joint tips.
I'm looking for the best hamburger. Forget about this. I don't want Smash Burger. I don't want, you know, Shake
Shack.
I don't want Five Guys. I don't want a chain.
I'll give you one.
I want a big, giant chocolate shake. I want a big, fat, juicy burger.
Cheeseburgers.
What is it called? Bartlett's Cottage over in Cambridge.
Bartlett's Cottage?
Look it up. It's in Cambridge. I haven't been there in a long time.
There's a lot of burger joints in Cambridge. I don't know if I want to drive to Cambridge.
Jesus. Now I got to do it in your town. Go to Davio's. Just go to Davio's.
Do you think they'll make me a burger?
Yes, Davio's is a great burger. Okay, go to Davio's.
They don't make hamburgers at Davio's. They do kids' burgers.
No, they do burgers at Davio's. They'll do a great burger for you right there in Foxborough. You can drive right down the street. I'm done giving you tips. I tried to help you out with a place. I'm not going
to
drive
to Cambridge. Why are you so mad? I get you to talk about your dad and you're angry now.
No,
and now you're angry.
It's got nothing to do with my dad. He pissed me off when you sit here. I try to help you out and give you instructions, and then you start throwing it back in my face.
Let's dig deeper. There's something else missing.
Happy Father's Day.
Your dad never told you he loved you, did he? Hey, kids,
it's Father's Day. Dad's too lazy to drive to Cambridge. Sorry. You have a theory on this Michael Roberts thing. Give it to me. First thing, awesome
sports show.
give it to me.
All right, so
the Lions have waived Michael Roberts, okay? The Patriots traded for him, and they gave up a 7th-round pick in 2020. And then the Patriots, he failed a physical. Patriots send him back, get the 7th round draft pick back, and the Lions just waive this guy for nothing.
Don't you think that, okay, so there's a good relationship there, not only with the head coaches and both the GMs, because they were all in the, all worked at Gillette.
Correct.
Quinn, Patricia, all of them. If you're going to work a trade with the Patriots, what don't you think that Matt Patricia would be unbelievably honest with the health of the player that they're going to trade? Don't you think there would be some sort of dialogue? Hey, listen, I know you want a tight end, but this guy, you know, this guy, he's going to get hurt. He's yes. not going to pass.
I think Matt Patricia still has a really good relationship.
Yeah, because why would you want to? Why would you want to screw with that relationship?
Right.
So I almost feel like when you have enough trust with another organization, I think those guys do each other favors. Hey, listen, I got to get rid of this guy. I got to get him off my roster. I got to find a way to get rid of him. Do me a solid. Give me a 7th unconditional or conditional pick. You guys take him off my hands and then just cut him. Tell him, say he doesn't pass his physical. Because why would they even attempt to trade for a guy that they knew would have issues passing a physical? And if you didn't know, wouldn't you be pissed off at Matt Patricia for not telling you that he had issues and probably wouldn't pass his physical?
Yes. Yeah, there might be something to that, but then what are the Lions getting out of it because they've now waived the kid?
Yeah, so now he goes back, and then he gets waived, and so ultimately so I guess then they don't get that pick then also. That 7th round conditional pick goes back to the Patriots.
That's correct.
Yeah, so I think my theory is screwed up then. It doesn't make any sense.
So we wasted all our time on a dumbass theory.
Yes, but we got the 4th.
So it could have been that the Lions doctor thought he was okay, and that the Patriots doctor thought differently. Is that possible?
There is some shenanigans going on, and I'm not trusting any of it.
Might have some
there's something smelly going on.
Might have some insight on this whole Nick Caserio stuff. Maybe you can give us something with that.
On what? They're talking to me in my ear.
That was my fault.
They're both talking to me at the same time. I didn't hear what you said.
God forbid you got to multitask. My God.
Listen, when they talk, I don't hear anything.
I block on certain plays, but I don't block and catch.
Now I brought up his dad, who he obviously is affected by, and he's sad now.
No.
Okay, and now he's taking it out on me. I think it's Father's Day. You should remember your dad.
I think of my dad on Father's Day. We'll do an awful lot of that on Sunday. But you can't multitask, and then you blame it on other people.
Not when someone is speaking in my ear.
Huh? Where do you want them to speak?
I want them to wait till you're done. You're asking me a question. See, there you go. All right, goodbye.
Look at the latest on the Patriots and Nick Caserio. It's coming up next. Did you hear that? That's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.